Doja Cat on 959. Woman is a tracker's car drive. We are on the streets. We are on the air. We are everywhere. Now, if you just joined us, welcome to the show. There's a couple of things I'd like to discuss. The first thing is something that I observed yesterday, which happened to a friend of mine. And I'm going to put him on the spot, unfortunately. It just is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. But before we get to him, I want to speak to everybody in the room right now. You can tell us, what is it that you feel like a man should never be caught without?
Money's not an option, eh? Is it?
Money should be, yeah, of course.
A driver's license.
A man?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask you code 10 or code 14, but...
Sure.
I guess it doesn't make a difference. Okay. So on the line, I've got Musa. Dr. Musa. You may know him from TV or Yo TV or now Your TV. Doc, Ranjan.
I'm good. How are you?
I am well, thanks. So yesterday, I saw you. It was kind of raining. Remember we spoke about it. And you were out buying chairs. Out you came with these chairs of yours and you're trying to fit them in your car. But the problem is your car is a convertible. And they obviously didn't fit and it was raining. So now you had to convert a car in the rain and get your seats wet, all because you don't have a baki.
Yeah. Flatter or die, excuse me. Flatter or die. I mean, it's really that simple.
Okay, first of all, umshi donjani ongena ibaki ndoda, or at least ongena plan. How are you going to fit chairs in a baki? I mean, in a thing, in a slasher.
So here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
The sale of those chairs was not planned. I mean, I went to the mall to go buy a hard drive. That's what I wanted to go do, an external hard drive. And then it came to mind with me, and like, I need these chairs. I can't not get these chairs today. At that time, it's not raining. It's still a little bit cloudy. I'm like, let me quickly buy these chairs. I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to get home. Then it starts raining. Then I realized, good, wait a second. You're not driving a van. You're not a man that knows how to slaughter a cow with one hand by himself. You're not a man that knows how to, you know, that is sweaty and has oily hands. I don't have a van. What am I supposed to do? So the plan. And the plan was there. I just needed to convert the hard top into a slasher, put the chairs in, close the top again, and then drive.
Why would anybody buy a slasher, G? No, Kala. The thing is two doors. There's literally no room. You got no boot space because it's a hard top. So all of the car goes into your boot.
No. My car has boot space. So the reason I chose a convertible is that it's got boot space. When I decide I want a slasher, then I don't have boot space. But why do you care about people mounting a slasher? I need a slasher, boys, one way or another.
Yeah.
It's slasher or die. So
okay.
That's what I decided to do. So I got my slasher. And then, it's not a difficult decision to make here. Do you want event? Or
Islasa. Okay, let's ask the ladies in the studio. Ladies, do you want Islasa or Even?
Sure.
I feel like a man should have Even.
Can't we have both?
No way.
No, for real. No, do you even do you even have a toolbox at home, Musa?
I have a toolbox. It's never been opened, but it's there.
Wow.
The story is possession. Possession is 9/10 of the law. So I possess a toolbox, 100 pieces. I opened it the other day just to see that it is 100. I beg, I had no sharp, the grand lana, and I closed it like that. I've got that drill looking stuff, that thing that you use, those people that drill stuff. I've got
that. Stuff.
Yeah, Musa.
But it's there. Yeah,
you know what? I'll just let you go and save lives because at least that's where you're helpful.
Tito, do you have an okapi?
No, I don't have an okapi, but I can slaughter.
You're not a real man.
But I can slaughter. I can slaughter. All by myself, even.
You're not a real man. You're not a real man. This is the logic you're using with me.
Geung chele.
Okapi or scalpel? What do they call it? A scalpel. What's it?
Not a scalpel.
I'm saying the Afrikaans.
Wow, man. So they want you to operate on Imbuzi now. Eh?
It's not a scalpel. It's an okapi.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Musa. Shafuge. Dr. Salah, you must have a van. Ezumjita. I can't respect you until then.
At least I know you have one, so I'll come borrow yours.
Yes, have a plan.
I mean, let me tell you how much of a man. I got two vans. That's how much of a man I am. Two.
Sure.
Yeah,
well.
But I need a funny teacher.
I'm joking, my dog. Thank you very much for the call. All right.
No stress.
So this is the question. What are the things that you die for? No, a man has got to have this. In fact, he raised a very good question. If you can't slaughter as a man, can he even really call you a man?
I said that to Ty. I said, Mina, I'm so rural. If you cannot slaughter, then, yo, bro, hey, stay in the north.
Do you know what else, actually, speaking about rural?
Yeah.
As a man, you must have rural clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand what I mean.
I know exactly.
Mina, I grew up in KZN. There are clothes. I can't wear this to the homelands. I can't.
No, you can't.
Yeah, so there's rural clothes that I must have.
Yeah, we call them matalani, those matching outfits. As a guy, when you go slaughter, you must dress like that.
Danko.
Yeah. I have a quick question, though.
Yes.
Isn't a baki just another version of islasla? Because they're both open and they're both close.
Well, the one can fit things. The other one can't. So, okay. I mean, if I come with my baki, I would be able to fit those chairs. I'd even be able to fit a table, be able to fit a TV. People move using bakis.
And it's okay. Even if you don't have a baki, a man must make a plan. Get a baki somewhere in the moment.
Thank you very much, Kanila Huma. You see, this is why you're the MVP.
Rural vibes. Kaya Traffic.